From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The American actress, author, and comedian Joan Rivers has died at the age of 81 after suffering cardiac arrest during surgery on her vocal cords. She first rose to fame as a frequent guest on Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show in the mid-1960s, becoming known for her famous catchphrase, "Can we talk?" She also published several books, released comedy albums, and took on several film roles. In her later years, she starred in a joint reality TV series with her daughter Melissa, and the pair also co-hosted red carpet events at major awards shows. Here's Joan in 1982 talking about the perils of aging.
Can we talk? Let me tell you something. The reason I have nothing happening up here, and the way I'm glad, is because I'm getting older. At least nothing's there to drop. Because, you don't know what it's like to get older. Do you know what it's like to go in the morning to take off a facial mask and realize you're not wearing one? Oh, you don't know.
Western leaders have accused Russia of destabilizing eastern Ukraine. Meeting at the NATO summit in Wales, they said they plan to increase pressure on Russia unless it backs down. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen accused Moscow of attacking Ukraine. Here's our correspondent Ollie Barrett, who was covering the summit in the Welsh city of Newport.
Russia coming in for some very harsh criticism at NATO here in Newport in Wales. It's being accused of being a destabilizing influence in the east of Ukraine. The Russian insistence that it has not sent troops into Ukraine is simply not being taken seriously here. NATO continues to insist that Russia has hundreds of troops inside Ukraine at the moment. Petro Poroshenko, the Ukrainian president, is here as a show of support for Ukraine from NATO. And in the coming hours, it's expected that NATO leaders will outline responses.
The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate in an effort to battle weak growth and dropping inflation in the eurozone. The ECB cut its key refinancing rate to 0.05%, a record low for the single currency's 15-year-old central bank. It also cut its deposit rate to negative 0.2%, which is meant to incentivize banks to lend instead of save. After the central bank's governing council meeting, President Mario Draghi also revealed the ECB will begin buying asset-backed securities or bundles of loans issued by banks to businesses and households as early as October. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman says Thursday's announcement was unexpected.
The move really has come as a surprise, given only last June the ECB slashed its rates after months of pressure and became the first bank to introduce negative deposit rates, meaning banks had to pay interest to keep their money in Frankfurt instead of lending. So this round of rate cuts is a clear signal that dropping inflation in the eurozone is worrying, but equally important is that the ECB is sticking to its guns when Mario Draghi says he'll do whatever it takes to keep the euro afloat.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. An investigation has been launched into the local police department in Ferguson, Missouri, where the killing of a black teenager by a white officer sparked prolonged unrest and drew international attention. The U.S. Justice Department is to look into a range of issues there, including the department's use of force and the treatment of detainees. The launch of the federal probe was announced in Washington by the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
We have determined that there is cause for the Justice Department to open an investigation to determine whether Ferguson police officials have engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the United States Constitution or federal law.
Over 100 people have been arrested across the U.S. on Thursday as people took to the streets in a bid to raise the minimum wage. Fast food workers are calling on wages to be increased to $15 per hour, as many argue current salaries aren't enough to make ends meet. William Denzelow reports from New York.
Charged with obstructing traffic and disorderly conduct, authorities say 19 people have been arrested outside a McDonald's in New York's Times Square. They were part of a protest that saw over 100 people sit in front of the restaurant, demanding fast food outlets raise wages. This is part of the Fight for $15 campaign set up by labor organizers in 150 cities across the United States. Organizers say they plan to engage in non-violent civil disobedience to raise awareness for their cause and to raise the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. The movement started in 2012 but has been dismissed by the National Restaurant Association as a PR stunt. William Denslow, New York.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.